is Sister Chat Time
on the Your Daily Pass podcast.
You are back with your co-hosts, Courtney Passfield and Fiona Daly.
I hope you're ready for this because you just never know where the conversation might go.
Enjoy.
Okay, Courtney, Sister Chat Time.
Sister Chat Time. Give it to me. Give me your best shot. What are we talking? Please tell me what we're talking about.
So, I am listening to Brené Brown's Atlas of the Heart at the moment.
Oh, are you? Is it good?
It's so fucking good. But you also have to concentrate because she talks about a lot of research and stuff. It's not just like a yarn. You know what I mean? It's so good. Anyway, I was listening to it while I was doing the office work on Monday, and she said this, and I was like, ooh, I can't wait to ask Courtney. So, when it is all said and done, what do you want to be known for? What do you not want to be known for?
What do you not want to be known for? Okay, so when it's all said and done, what do you not want to be known for?
Doesn't it just make you go, ooh.
Oh, I don't know. Oh. Well, I don't want to be known as an ass. That's probably a good start.
Yeah.
You really do say what you want to be known for, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Yep.
Well, you've had time to mull this over. What are you thinking?
Well, I don't know. There was so many things for me. And so she had literally, it was like a one sentence answer. And I love it. And I can't remember it word for word. So I'm not even going to wheel you that. But it was like, No. But for me, I was like, what do I not want to be known for? And I want to be known for somebody who puts it, I don't want to be known for someone who doesn't try. Like, you could, if you want to do it as a sentence, I don't want to be known as someone who doesn't try. Because it comes across as everything, doesn't it? It's like, are you happy to give something a go? Do you, you know, the whole reason for this podcast is for us to try and build those connections because we could see where there was a massive gap for people and they were feeling disconnected and disheartened. Definitely.
Yeah, and I think it's also something for our area as well because there isn't realistically much in our area like this. So,
no.
If any. Yeah.
What is it? Have you got anything?
What do I not want to be known for? See, my head keeps flicking to the what do I want to be known to? Or known for.
I like that it sparks, and I want everybody else to take this time to think too, because you don't exactly want to jump to a conclusion and be like, right, this is what I'm going to be, don't want to be known for.
Well, at the end of the day, you're talking about when you die pretty much, aren't you? You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, so you want your legacy, whatever that looks like, to be something amazing. You know, we talk about this quite often in our household, like, of what we want to probably be known for and what we want our life to look like and how can we create that life now rather than waiting for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's that typical, oh, when I'm older I'll do this or when I'm this I'll do that and then that time never comes. So how can we create that in our
busy live that life? Right now.
Yeah.
So I also have been, I'm sure this is out of Atlas of the Heart. No, it isn't. It was out of Jim Quick. I was listening to one of his lives this morning. Not this morning, about 2 days ago.
Who's Jim Quick?
Jim Quick he's a guy who, as a child, had an accident at school, ended up with a head injury, and they said he would never be able to learn, to retain information, to basically, like, get ahead in life because his brain injury was so full on.
At school.
And, yeah, so at school, everyone kind of, like, fobbed him off and was just like, and he literally, like, he fell at school. And that's how we got hurt. And so from then onwards, it was like, oh, don't worry about him. He's not going to be able to. So, like, he was really just, like, pushed to the side. Yeah, exactly. And so he decided that, no, he wasn't going to have that and he wanted to, like, just excel and learn all the things. And now he actually teaches courses in how to, like, remember things. And, it is so good. He has a course out at the moment and I was like, oh, I really want to do that, where it's literally, like, he helps you become like a quick reader while retaining the information and, you know, to learn and absorb all this information, because there's so much coming at us that sometimes we just don't see what's available. Like it's almost impossible to unlock your brain to do all the things, and that's what Jim Quick teaches. His book is called Limitless and it is fucking amazing. Like, write that down, bruh. So I was listening to him and just thinking about, you know, like, you just need to be able to retain so much. And how do you do that?
Yeah. Do you know, Tony Robbins talks about that. Hey, he went and learnt how to fast read, sort of thing. Like, that's one of his biggest things. And I've always thought about it because, I mean, he's such a knowledgeable man. Who wouldn't want to be like that?
Yeah.
But B, that is something that I really feel holds me back personally, because I can read it and go, oh, wow. But then when I went to say it, I'm like, oh, am I right in saying that?
Yeah. I noticed that even when you do bring books for us and you're like, I want to talk about this, you like make me read it three times to make sure that you are getting – Yeah. It's very hard to do, though, and it depends on, I guess, your time of that you're reading and things like that. Because I've been reading this book. It's called Drive, and it's all about what motivates people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so, so interesting, but I find myself, if it's like after 8 o'clock, I'm like reading a sentence and then reading a sentence, because the day's been quite long. It depends if I've had an office day or a salon day or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a really good job, good book as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm just frothing life at the moment.
You are, which is really nice to see. And, you know, it's just so interesting, that swirl that you go around in, because, you know, it was not that long ago that, you know, when I was like, what are you reading? What are you into? And you're like, dude, I just need
the silence.
Like, I just need that. And I think that's really good to see, because I feel like, It is showing that it is just a cycle, and at some times you have to give your body the grace and go, you know what, I need silence and this is not for me. And other times,
it's okay.
Like, and then when it's on, like, live in that and really fucking enjoy that as well.
I had an appointment on Monday with Liz O'Brien. Liz O'Brien's a regular, so if you haven't heard about Liz O'Brien, circle back, find that after this episode. But Liz O'Brien is fucking amazing, and she helps you with your beliefs. She's a belief architect.
Yes.
Anyway, when I had my appointment with her on Monday, I'm like, Liz, I just cannot get out of bed. Like, we are usually 4:30 in the morning people. Maybe we'll hit snooze once. But other than that, 4:30 in the morning, up, making the day happen. Like, it is on from then. But this year, and especially probably from, like, Easter onwards, I'm like, my alarm goes at 5 and I'm snoozing. Sometimes I'm still snoozing at 6. Like, and then you're just dragging your ass all day.
And then when you're behind, you're just like, you never catch up all day.
I'm like, I just cannot get ahead of it. Anyway, I said to her, I don't know if I've got a belief issue. And she's like, talk to me about it. And we just sort of talked about it. And I was like, we're both just like, I was like, normally we go to bed at 9:30. We're trying to go to bed earlier. But by the time it's like work, dinner, kids, then kids in bed, then you get a cup of tea together. That's the hour.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't think you have a belief issue. I think you just need to give yourself the grace that you're tired. You need to sleep. And she said, rather than being like we were almost beating ourselves up, like, we're 4:30 in the morning people. Like, we just get up and make the day
happen. We make shit happen. Like, that's not who we are.
We ain't here just fluffing around. We're just here to make, for you know, to make the most of this life. Anyway, she said to me, why don't you give yourself the grace so that it's like, 2 days a week you get up then.
Yeah.
2 days a week you get up at 6.
Yeah.
2 days a week you don't have an alarm. And I was like, isn't that crazy that I guess you get into this like mentality of it's like, we got to make the shit happen.
It's a hustle mentality.
Exactly. And then when you don't do it, you're just like, damn, I'm letting myself down. I'm letting my teammate down. But you're actually not. You're just tired.
Yeah. And I think it's so true. Like, I honestly believe that, you know, on the days that we're like that, I'm like, you know what? Turn the alarms off. Like, we are small people and physically we can't sleep that long anyway. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen. Like, I'm not going to wake up at 10
o'clock
tomorrow.
There's no point in an alarm. Like, this morning my alarm that went off at 4:30, I was just like, nah.
But, like, that wakes you up. So if you turn that off.
And it was a very aggressive sound. Yeah. It was like, I don't know what it was. Jesse got up and he went in the gym and he's like, are you getting up? I was like, no, because that asshole noise did not, like, I just need to, like, chill and wake up to a better sound.
Yeah, that is not he's how like, I want okay, to sound. He's like, back away slowly, back away slowly.
But, it, you know, it's amazing how it just makes you feel better to go, I'm allowed to sleep in.
Yeah.
Like, that's totally fine. And when your kids get to a point, like, my kids are a bit older than your kids, so that, like, on a Sunday, sometimes Elena will sleep till 9 o'clock.
Stop it.
No, like, nobody's getting people out of bed. Sometimes we will sleep till 7:30.
Stop it.
I know, right?
One day it will happen.
It's over the hill. It's not far away. But how good is that?
Righto, mother duck.
Shut the fuck up. Do you know what? All I hear there is jealousy.
Yeah, I am.
I don't know. We just need to give ourselves the grace.
Yeah, I think that is a really big thing to remember. And then, you know, looping that back to around to your first original question of what do I not want to be known for? I also don't want to be known for a cranky mole.
True that.
And if I'm tired all the time, it's going to happen.
Exactly.
Like.
Exactly. I think you have, like, there's like a blanket, what you don't want to be known for. And then as a mum, I don't want to be known as the cranky mum and the mum that didn't get involved in the things.
Yeah.
And the mum that didn't cheer my kids on and, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It is such a seesaw of emotions, isn't it? You know, like sometimes you're like, cool, I want to be the mum that shows you that if you want something, you have to go to work. You know, like the kids have been like, so why is daddy at work? It's like, well, you know how we have this? That's why, because daddy went to work or mummy went to work and, you know, things like that. So you try to talk and be like, no, you're allowed to have your goal. It does not matter.
Yeah.
You're allowed to have your goal and reach for your goal. But then also at the same time, while you're reaching for your goal, it's also going, okay, well, my goal is to be there for the kids in this way, in this way, in this way.
Yeah.
And it might mean that I can't show up in this way, but that's okay because this is what matters the most.
Yeah. I think that's where it's really good when you build your, I don't know, like your team of mums, like your people, that it's like, and you have a chat to your people. I'm like, some of the mums in my group, I'm like, how are you people cooking all the time? Like, how are you doing this? And they're like, this is a packet mix. It took me 2 minutes to throw together. It's like bullshit. Like, it's just easy and I get the kids to do it with me. I'm like, smart. You know, just things like that where it's like, for me, and I guess in the household that we grew up in, things were cooked mainly from scratch.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shit, I've got to have a pantry full of 25 flours and all the other things.
Yeah.
But I actually don't. Just buy a couple of mixes and throw them together.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like, it's one of those, this day and age too, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Like it's time priority. It's teaching the kids to cook, but it's also teaching the kids that they can be a part of it. Like my kids, they cooked brownies yesterday with Mousie.
Mm-hmm.
My kids think they're the best. And they had to make sure everybody had a brownie in their lunchbox today.
Oh, that's because, so cute. You know, did you bring one?
I brought one. Huh. They're quite big, so I was like, am I going to take one for Auntie or will I share? I'm a nice guy. Play your cards right, bro. but, yeah.
What do you not want to be known for?
I find it quite provoking, this question, because it is almost negative.
Exactly. And you know what I mean? That's like, where it's getting me, Fiona. You're right.
Like, it's kind of leading off that question from last week when we would ask our kids the best part of their day or their favourite part of the day and then going, all right, tell me what was bad.
Yeah.
You're kind of almost too scared to go there because we're all just like fluffing around the outside. But I think we need to go there. We need to go there and get off the fluff train. Well, get down on the shirt. Get off the fluff train.
Yeah, you're right.
But we need to, you know, and I think that's where we teach our kids to be humble and all those things.
Because if we can't have this awkward conversation,
how
are we going to have other awkward conversations?
I like that I got your brain going.
What I don't want to be known for. Oh, I feel like, you know, now that I've had a little bit of a hot minute, 13 minutes to mull that over, I kind of want to say, like, I don't want to be known. It is a bit of a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. Fiona? And how do you bring it down to be one sentence?
Yeah, okay.
Like, I mean, obviously Brené Brown's freaking amazing.
The me, I'm like trying to make a list.
Yeah. If you brought that down to one sentence that covered it all, I don't want to be known as The reason I say someone who doesn't try is because I'm not the best at a lot of things.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But I want to show my kids that I'm happy to give it a go.
Yeah, and give yourself the grace of trying but also failing. Yeah,
and being like, you know what? I gave that my best shot. And you walk away from something, whether you failed or not, going, you know what? I really gave it a go. Is that for me? Probs not.
Yeah, a strong no.
Shan't be doing that again. Yeah, but, exactly. You know, it's trying and it's experiencing life.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mmm, look at you go.
Thought-provoking.
So yeah, Oprah Brené Brown just kicking it with this good. So you're definitely digging the book.
I am. I do find, though, it's not a book while you're doing book work because your mind's got to be thinking. Like sometimes it depends on the voice. Like I was really loving the Amy Purdy book while I was working in the office. I'd be like, blah, blah, blah. It was all Amy. Whereas it might be just what I'm doing right now is like, you know, a lot of figures, maybe.
Yeah.
And so Brené's, it's a lot of research and it's a lot of figures. And I'm like, y'all need to just breathe.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She's a good walking one.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what's next on my list? And I wrote it in my phone on my way here. I'd pulled over just so nobody wants to ask questions there. But I was listening to the radio and they were talking about literally – the girl who fell from the sky.
I told you about her.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, they spoke to her on the radio and she's fucking amazing and I can't wait to get her book. Her book came out last week. Her name is Emma Carey and the book is called The Girl Who Fell from the Sky.
Yeah.
And it was 9 years ago.
She was a chick that was doing a tandem jump out of the airplane. Yes. And
oh, my God.
Do you know much about it? Have you listened to her podcast?
She has a podcast? Oh, my God. No.
No. Well, no.
Sometimes she's been on podcasts. Okay. Well, she's going to be on this one. Falshaw.
I told you about her.
Her story, because they just gave it in a nutshell and I was just living for it. Plus, I was doing nothing else. You know what I mean? Like, I was driving, so you're listening and that's all it is.
No, I was keeping my family safe in the car, Fiona.
No, they'd already gone on the bus. It was me. I was driving to your house. So she was, so tandem skydive, jump.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened is when you skydive, there's two
Shoots.
Yes, shoots. Yes,
propellers. Well, you got to sell it, propellers.
Well, I was trying to say, what's the?
Parachute.
Parachute, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. There's two shoots. Let's go with shoots. There's two shoots. And one is the one that they pull and the other one's the emergency one that they pull at a certain altitude.
That releases at a certain altitude.
And it goes automatically. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't pulled, that bad boy gonna bail you out. Mm-hmm. So what's happened was they're doing the thing, they're falling. The guy who is the boss or the dude
that she did it with.
The professional.
Yeah.
He pulls it, but he pulls it slightly too late and the other one came out at the same time. They got tangled and strangled him and he lived. He's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he was unconscious.
The whole time.
And so she's just falling. Mm-hmm. And she remembers everything about it. She's like, I remember falling and thinking, oh, my God, my poor friend is about to jump behind me and she's going to find my dead body.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, I remember thinking there are so many regrets that I have that I didn't do things the way I want to do or I, you know, walked away regretting things.
Yeah.
And she's like, and I just had this immense will to live.
Yeah.
And so even when she fell, she landed on her belly.
Yeah.
He's on top of her. And then when she's like, she said, I could move my neck and look around. I was like, no one's here. I need to move him off me.
Yeah.
She's like, and then's when I realized that I was paralyzed.
Yeah.
But
she walks
and she can't feel her legs.
Yeah. So she's been on, Dylan Allcourt.
Has she? Oh my God. I haven't stalked Dylan for a bit. I've got to get on.
What is his podcast name?
Listenable.
Yeah. Yeah. She's been on there with him.
It's amazing. You know, she was talking about. So now she, you know, when you have a spinal injury, it affects everything waist down. So bladder, bowel, obviously your senses in your legs, your feeling and movement. And so now she has movement. She can walk.
Mm. She's a walking.
Isn't quad four?
Walking paraplegic.
So, but what happens is she said all your balance comes from your feeling because you're like, oh, and, you know, there's a rock or something like that. So she's like, sometimes that was taking a bit to get her used to. I was like, wow, that is amazing. I cannot wait to read her book.
Yeah. And I hope is it out now, is it?
It came out last week and I hope she does it on Audible.
Yeah.
Because her voice to listen to, like, because you get all the feels. That's what I love about audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
You get all the feels.
You know, I haven't listened to an audiobook in a long time.
Haven't you? I'm just living for them at the moment.
I feel like, you know how you were going through that cycle of being like,
Are you in the near?
Yeah, I'm in the near stage.
In the near. And I'm like out the other side, like, woo, we should do all the things. And you're like, come, bro.
Party hard.
Let's do it. Let's read all these books.
Yeah.
So, yes, actually, can I tell you about my book that I'm reading at the moment, Drive?
Yeah, sure, go for it. So, okay, so that's the book you want to read.
That's the book
you're listening to. Brené Brown.
I'm listening to Brené Brown.
But you're reading.
Yes, I'm reading another book. Yes. Just in my quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you don't need anyone talking at you, so you just need to read.
Mm-hmm.
So this book, Drive, is all about.
Who's that from? Do you know?
His last name is Pink. I want to say. Yeah. So his name is literally like.
Something pink.
Yeah, I was like John something pink. I don't think it's John.
Okay.
I'll circle back to that. Anyway, so it's all about what motivates us, right, and how the human mind works.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was I'm only at the start of it, and they're talking about how people are obviously motivated by totally different things. Okay, so you have people who are motivated by the thrill of doing something, and you have people who are motivated by the accolade afterwards. Anyway, so there was this test done, and it was they had some lab monkeys. This is in the 1940s, and they had lab monkeys, and they gave them this puzzle. And the puzzle kind of, it reminded me, the picture reminded me, that's the book.
Daniel H. Pink.
Yes, and so his website is danpink.com.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was like, oh, that's a cool name, like a simple name. So they have this in the picture. It looks like a mousetrap, right? And it's got a lever that goes down and then a thing that swishes across to lock it in, almost like, you know, those things in a hotel door.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that. And they give these to these monkeys. And over 14 days, they watch how quickly they do the puzzle to work out how to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of it, these monkeys on the 13th and 14th day, less than a minute, undone. Like, they're just so empowered by the fact that they beat this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then they go, okay, well, they've been given no gratitude at the end. You know, they've not been given extra food or a treat or anything like that.
Yeah.
So then they do it and they give them a treat for 2 weeks. The amount of mistakes and the amount of times that they don't finish, it takes a lot longer because they're getting a treat is incredible. And it's because their mind shift has changed. They're not doing it for the thrill of doing it.
They're doing it for
their accolade, I guess you would. Interesting. Really? Interesting, right?
Yeah.
And so when that finding came out, it was like this, the first guy who did this research was like, that can't be right. It has to be wrong. It has to be that, you know, that doesn't make sense. Who wouldn't want to do something for what they're going to get at the end? And so he left that research and was like, I'm going on to something else. Like, we've hit a block here.
Yeah,
I think maybe just like, I don't know. I guess it's one of those things where you're
maybe
like.
Maybe he was doing it for the accolade.
Yeah. And he's like, shit, I'm going to get no accolade out of this. And so then the research got picked up again in 1969 and carried forward. And it's become one of these absolute changes in human activity to see what motivates people. I'm like 10 pages in on this bad boy and stoked about it.
Really? You're only 10 pages in and this is
information? Yeah, I only started on Monday night. Last night I had late night.
Wow.
But how good is that?
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, I'm almost like it's not one that you want to listen to. You need to like read the words.
Yeah, so they can kind of go back over it again. Like,
or especially. I could audio book it.
Yes.
And wear them and read them.
Same time. Samesies. I'm in for that. That's smart reading. Speaking about things that I've seen, I saw this. It was an image and it was a study. I saw it on Facebook, but it was a study about they had mice in water, treading water.
I saw this too. Did you send that to me?
I don't know.
I've seen it. It's great.
And it was like, see how long they could last treading water. And they lasted 3 hours. 3 hours it was to start
with. And right at the 3 hours?
Yeah. Worst before they were just pretty much going to die. They got them out, dried them off, and they were all good. And so they did that, and then they put them back in, and then they learnt that just before they were going to die, that they were going to get saved. So then they had them in there and they lasted 60 hours.
Just mind blown because they believed that they would be saved.
Yeah, because they believed they would be saved, they were like, we're all good. I'll keep doing this for 60 hours.
60 out treading water. That is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Incredible.
So it just really shows that that belief system is so amazing and yeah. why, you know, why for us personally, why we work so closely with Liz O'Brien and why we, you know,
yeah.
believe that we are doing what we're doing with the podcast. It's because that belief that's there is so strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Exactly. And it makes you think about, well, what beliefs or how are you bailing out your kids where, too soon?
Mm.
And then they don't learn to do things.
Oh.
Fucking I'm on fire today, eh?
Aren't you? You're just living your best life.
I came here ready to rock this
You did. So, I'm not going to lie. So when are you pulling your kids out just before they're...
I feel like bailing your kids out is more of a like a...
Yeah.
I don't know, it makes you think word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because there's so many times as parents we want to protect them and it's like, oh, I don't want them to do badly or I want them to rah, rah. It's like, how are we actually hindering?
Mm. And should we be working on those belief systems?
I've got the thought-provoking yarns today.
You do.
How do you not want to be known?
Yeah, I was going to say, walk away and think about that bad boy.
Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like, good Lord, I'm going to sound like you here. I feel like that's a good journaling question.
Oh, you are going to sound like
me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like to write and be like, righto, well, what do I not want to be known for?
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess you could write yourself almost like a pros and cons list. It's like, these are all the things that I do that I'm really great at.
Mm.
And these are all the things that I'm like, might be a weakness.
Yeah.
It's not my strong point.
Slightly average.
But do I want any of those to come over here?
Yeah.
And maybe the pros list, do you want some of them to go over there?
Yeah. Maybe they don't need to be there.
Sometimes you're a little too available.
Yeah.
Too available.
Mmm. Look at you go, Fiona. I'm very impressed with you.
You know
right
what?
Now.
If you didn't take notes on that bad boy, listen again.
Exactly. Have a little listen again.
Also, just a special request. Can we get some pretty, well, not pretty reviews. Can we get some new reviews? I would love to, honestly, we were just talking before.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to hear what's your favorite to listen to, like the favorite sort of yarns or,
yeah, subjects,
you know, those things. And
what
even just
like
some of your
deeper
best
in or...
episodes. Yeah. Because I've had people say to me, man, I love the sister chats, but sometimes I struggle with the guest episodes. And I'm like, I get it, because all the guest episodes are different stories. And yes. It's one of those, like, it's the listening. You got to be able to, like,
listen,
blend with the voice.
Yes.
I don't know if blend's the right word. Whatever. Mm. You got to be able to froth the
could
voice.
You've got to be okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Mm.
Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah.
And also, when you say stuff to us, that does make us feel a bit special.
I know.
It's kind of nice
we
to...
We fangirl ourselves. We're not lying.
I'm just sort of like, oh, wow, that's... Sometimes it's unlikely people.
I know. That's where it's really nice, actually, when it's the people like, oh. And because, you know, we don't know who listens, whereas you guys know who listens because you're the one listening to it, whereas we don't know who is out there listening. But exactly. We can see by the figures people are, so that's what makes us...
Exactly.
Excited.
All right. Now... Have a fantastic day.
I thought you were going to get up us for a second then. I was like, oh, Jesus, where is this going? But have a great day, beautiful people. We love you very much. Thank you. And we hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.